Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Feiner, and today we will be studying Sefer Eicha, Perek Aleph. Eicha yashva badad ha'ir rabasiyam. Come with me, ladies. This tune of Eicha has become a musical symbol of the sorrow of the Jewish people throughout history, a tune often attributed to the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Eicha, the Piacenza Rebbe says, Eicha, how could it be? Is Milashon Ayeka, the first call of Hashem to Adam and Chava after their sin. Where are you? Where are you, Klal Yisrael? Are you but a chameleon? You just become whatever happens to you, or will you wake up and realize that you can fix what you did wrong? Let's look at this Sefer, ladies, together and see how we can fix what we did wrong. We need a geula so badly. The Yefei Nof quotes the Levush, a very pertinent fact. We know that other Megillos, certainly Esther, must be written on a klaf with gvil, on a parchment with ink. Eicha, I hope you will never hear these shiurim, and Mashiach will come very soon. Eicha cannot be written on a parchment like a Torah. We want to get rid of it. We don't want to hear this story anymore, hopefully soon in our day. Yirmiyahu HaNavi is the Navi that the Sefer Seder Olam tells us was actually born. Nolad b'tisha b'av. V'kilel yom holadito, and he cursed the day he was born. He knew it would be a terrible day. He lived through the lives of the last five kings. Yoshiyahu HaMelech, who was a tzaddik, and his sons and grandsons, Yehoahaz, Yehoyakim, Yehoyachin, who were wicked kings, and Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, who was the tzaddik of a king, who saw the destruction of the Mikdash. 17 years prior to the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, Hashem instructs Yirmiyahu, as we see in the first Rashi in Eicha, and is also brought in Divrei HaYamim, to take a scroll and write down words concerning Yehuda and Yisrael. Perhaps they will repent. At the time that he writes down his nevuah, he gives a scroll to his trusted Baruch ben Neriah to take it to King Yehoyakim. It's in the fourth year of the kingdom of Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim hears Baruch ben Neriah reading the three chapters and listening to the first chapter already. He takes a saber or a sword and stabs the scroll and throws it into the fire. How ironic. What Yehoyakim thought he could prevent by ripping and burning happens to Yerushalayim and Klal Yisrael so soon later. Yirmiyahu then rewrites those three chapters. Those three chapters, as we know them, are Prakim Aleph, Beis, and Dalet. And they are written in Aleph Beis order, the letters of the Aleph Beis representing a Torah that we need to live and not trample on. A Torah that will thrive throughout history of Asher Weiss writes very beautifully that the letters of the Aleph Beis represent a concept of the Torah that can go on forever and ever. He mentions the death of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, one of the Asara Harugei Malchus, who was wrapped in a Torah and burnt. And students asked him, what do you see? And he says, I see that the scroll is burning, but the letters are flying. And the letters of Aleph Beis, says Rav Asher Weiss, is the Torah that continues to flourish all over the world, throughout history. They are parchos, they are flying and flying on, flying with us as we learn this. And later he adds Perek Dalid, Perek Gimel, which is in triplicate, the letters of the Aleph Beis, and the fifth chapter is added even later on. Let us now begin Perek Aleph of Eicha. A question. Who am I? Where am I? Eicha yashva badad ha'ir rabasiyam. How could a nation that was so full of people become alone? Rav Salman Breuer quotes his grandfather, Rav Hirsch, in so much of his commentary on this. He says, Yerushalayim, know that it was a bustling city filled with people, and now it is alone. How lonely is she? She was full of people. Ha'ir Rabasiyam, Haisa Ka'almana. She becomes like an almana. We're going to meet Yerushalayim. She is like every woman in pain. She's going to be described in this parak as a widow, an almana, a nida, a cast aside woman, a basula, a maiden. She was so full of people, and now she is alone. Rabasi bagoyim sarasi bamadinos haisa lamas. She had been great among the nations. She had been a princess among the peoples and the provinces. Haisa lamas. The art scroll translates that as a tributary. Mitzudas Davis tells us lamas. She is now somebody who is oved ha'umos. She has become enslaved to another. She is serving the nations of the world. The second pasuk. B'cho tivkeh. We're going to find very often in this perek a double language. B'cho tivkeh, surely cry, 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 double crying. Every time, and Rashi tells us here that we have the double lashon, the double language. We are talking about the two destructions of one and two batei mikdash. B'cho tivkeh balayla. You will cry at night like the mikdash was destroyed at night. You will cry at night, Rashi says, Dovar Acher, like the original cry of Tisha B'Av, which was the cry of the Meraglim, who said, how can we go to that land? We don't want to go back. And Hashem said, you cried for nothing. You will cry now on this night forever. And Dovar Acher, Rashi says, another opinion, when you cry at night, Kol HaShomea Bocheimo. However, the Maharikra says opposite. When she cries at night, nobody hears her. V'dimasa alecheya, and her tears remain on her cheeks because nobody hears her. Ein la menachem, nobody can comfort her. Mikol oiveha, from all those who loved her, we're saying that in quotes, those who loved her. They didn't love her. Kol ro'eh bagduba, all her friends rebelled against her. She thought she could count on the others of the Gayim. No, they rebelled against her. Hayula la'ayvim, they become her enemies. Mikol oheveha, from all those who she thought loved her. Meshech Chochma points out, even though her tears are not going away, Yeshayo Anavi promises us, Umacha Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Kopanim, that in the future Hashem will take away all of our tears. And very beautifully, the Chida says, she has no comforter to her, in la menachem, Aval Hashem HaMenachem. Hashem is the comforter. In fact, every time we go to the house of an Avel, we say, HaMakom Yenachem. Hashem will comfort you. Thus, we often open this Sefer looking at the discourse of Klal Yisrael. In the third Pasuk, in Pasuk Gimel, we're going to find the name of the time period of the 3 weeks, which is the last words of these pasuk, Bein HaMitzarim, the Mitzarim, which is between the straits. I prepared these shiurim, Bein HaMitzarim. In that time, I thought it would be most appropriate, and it really uplifted my Bein HaMitzarim. Gimel, the third pasuk, also Yehudi Me'oni U'mirov Avodah. She is working very hard. She is enslaved, we mentioned in the previous pasuk. But Yashva V'Gayim Lo Matzo Manoach. She did not find a manoach. She did not find a manoach. The first time we have someone finding manoach is the Yonah of Noach. Finds manoach. That represents Shabbos as our day of Menucha. But in the Gullus, we do not have the dove of Yonah finds a resting place. The dove of Noach finds a resting place. But we don't have a resting place. We live in the Gayim and they don't want us anywhere. Everyone, kol rofei sikua bein hamitzarim, everybody enslaved her and grabbed her between the straits. That is the days we are in, bein hamitzarim, between the straits. Imagine a nation, Rav Breuer says, that was to dwell in his homeland as stable, tranquil, and now is a restless, homeless nation, suffering through all the catastrophes known to mankind. Pasuk Dalet. The fourth pasuk, Darchei Tzion Avelos Mibli Moed. She has no holidays. Her ways no Moed. Her ways are a mourning. Kosha Areah Shomemim Koanea Nenachim Besuleha Nogos Vehi Marla. All the different stages of different people in pain. Her gates are abandoned. We know the Eshes Chayil of Shlomo HaMelech tells us Noda Basha Orim Baala. The Sha'arim were the place of the wise people. We find in Sefer Rus that Boaz goes to the Sha'ar to consult with the wise man. Nobody. Sha'arah Shamimim. Her gates are abandoned. There's nobody there. Kohanah Ne'anachim. Her Kohanim, her priests are sighing. Nobody is bringing them their karbanos. Nobody wants them. Besuleha Nogos. Her maidens are in pain. Vehi Marla. And she is embittered. In fact, I heard b'shem Rav Matisyahu Solomon that one of the greatest fruitions of our golos is happening in our door, of bisuleha nogos, that we have so many single women in pain. These words so telling of the time we're in now. But we're going to see later on in Pasuk Ches another understanding of the maidens in pain. Vihi mar la. And she is embittered. Pasuk Hey, Hayut Sarah Laros Arvea Shalom, Ki Hashem Hagala Rov Pishaya, Olalea Hachu Bashvi Lifnei Tsar. We find that all her enemies become empowered. I'm not translating literally in this pasuk every word. I just want to go to the end. Halchu Shvi. They have gone into captivity. This is the captivity that we still know now. It is so painful. Vayetze mibas tzion kol hadara. Pasuk Vav, the sixth pasuk, all the beauty of Klal Yisrael is gone. One day they will know how beautiful we are again. But until then, Vayetze mibas tzion kol hadara. Now they hate us. They don't realize how beautiful we are. In fact, we say in our Musaf Tfilos that V'hashiv Kohanim la'avotzasam v'leviim v'shirim u'leviyasam, that one day we are waiting for the Kohanim to go back and the Leviim to sing V'hashiv Yisrael l'nevehem, and Klal Yisrael will go back to their houses. Their Navehim is referred to as their houses there, but Nave is also beautiful, and whenever I say those words, that's what I think. That we will be beautiful again. Everybody will know how beautiful we are. But moving on to the eighth pasuk, Chechata Yerushalayim, Al Kein Lenita Haisa. She has doubly sinned. She is now a woman who has been cast aside. The double lashon. Okay, we see it again. The double wording. Double. Not only did they serve Avodah Zarah, but they served it in Yerushalayim. What does it say here? Everybody disparaged her. Everyone saw her nakedness, and she is now just totally, totally miserable and turns around. What does it mean they saw her nakedness? Or HaChaim says, Ra'u'a Varsa. She did Avodah Zarah in Yerushalayim. Chet Chata. Not only did she sin Avodah Zarah, but in Yerushalayim. Or a double sin, say the Mefarshim, she sinned between herself and God and between herself and her friends. She, Ra'u Avrasa, this is the ultimate sin. Rav Breuer says, we don't want to control, to criticize Klal Yisrael. Certainly Yirmiyahu doesn't want to, but he has to. The Meshech Chachma says, Chet Chata, they repeated their sins again and again so that it became like they were allowed to do them. What can we say? We're going to move now and skip a number of psukim to Pasuk Tez Zayin, which is a very famous pasuk. In Sefer Eicha, Al Eile Ani Bochia, Eini Eini Yardamayim, Hirachak Mimeni Minachim. Again, we have Eini Eini, the double lashon, Chet Chata, Dimas Bachotivche, and now Eini Eini, my eyes, my eyes. Finally, one day we will see Nachamu Nachamu, a final comfort. It's a constant crying. I'm crying constantly over these two Batei Mikdash. Ki rachok mimeni minachem. No one is comforting me. The Zohar says, Al Eila, I'm crying because of Eila. What was the first grievous sin of the Jewish people? Eila Elohecha Yisrael was the sin of the golden calf. I'm still crying from that sin. And I cry. I have no comfort. Hayu banai shomeimim. My children have become abandoned. Ki gavar oyev, because the enemy is strong. All my children are abandoned because the enemy is strong. I saw in this pasuk a perush halechem starim that says that we should know that the children who are abandoned could also refer to the pain of the young maidens that we saw earlier. And he says the following. He says that it used to be that Jewish girls would go out. They'd say, Bachor, sa'ai nechore, ma'ata bocherba. Young man, go out and see. This happened on Tu B'Av. They'd dance in the vineyards. Can you choose me? Al titnu einecha b'gai. Don't look at a non-Jew. And now, I have abandoned children. Why? Because they're not Jewish children. They did look elsewhere. And that is why the maidens are in pain. Because they did. They looked elsewhere and they had children who we would abandon because they weren't ours. What a painful reality. Let's move on. 17, Persa Yudzayin, Persa Yudavida, Ein Menachem Lo, we have again, she is not comforted. Again, Linidal Beinehem, she is cast aside. Yudches is a great admission. It is what we would call a hodah or being matzdik badin. We're admitting we did wrong. Tzadik hu Hashem, kipiu marisi. Hashem is a tzadik. I rebelled. Wow. Everybody listen to my pain. Know that all these terrible things happened to me because I sinned. All of my children went into captivity. Rav Schwab writes in his new Sefer in Tehillim that came out by his son, Rav Moshe Schwab, where he brings his father's Torah to the fore, that we are captives in every land that we go into in Golos. He says that on Shuv Hashem Eshevisenu, which was the Tehillim Tov Chavav, which we say before our benching. We are captives everywhere by Shevi, but we have Shevi today. And how could it be that any of our children are by Shevi unless we sinned? Hopefully by now nobody is in captivity anymore. We keep going. And we're going to move now to verse 21. Shimuna kina enacha ani. Listen now. I am sighing. Eli menachem. Kol ayvai shamurasi sasu ki ata asisa. Everybody, all my enemies were so happy because you did this, Hashem. They hate us. You did this, Hashem. You did it. You are the only reason for this. This gezeira came from you. Everything comes from you. Rav Avigdor Miller says we must concentrate on the words in Aleinu of Emes Malkeinu Efes Ulaso. There is nothing in the world. There is Efes Ulaso, nothing without Hashem. Everything comes from Him. You did this. Ata Asisa. Hevesa Yom Karasa. You Kamoni. You called this day. And one day let them be like me. One day let them be like me. When Nebuchadnezzar was getting ready to surround Yerushalayim, lo ha'eminu malchei eretz v'chol yoshvei tevel. Nobody believed that what happened to Klal Yisrael could happen to them. We say this later in Eicha. But they laughed because they saw that Hashem wanted this to happen to us. I want this, Hashem said. But rather we know it was a nechama for us. Ein lach menachem. He destroyed the Eitzim al Navanim to save us. To save us. Other kings, the Maharikra says, when they have a Yom Krav LaMilchana, they change the date. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this time. And it will always be. It will always be. It will always be. Hevesa Yom Karasa, you said it would be this day. Pasuk Chaf Beis 22, Tavo Karasam Lefanecha, now we daven that Hashem avenged them. As we say in Avinu Malkenu, Nekom Le'enenu, Nikmastama Padecha Hashafach. Just avenge us. Or on every Wednesday, we say, Kel Nekamos Hashem. Hashem avenge us. Ve'olelamo kasher olaltali. And inflict them like you inflicted me. Al kol pishai ki rabos an chasiv libi davai. I deserve everything that happened to me. But why do they continue to mock me? I should fix myself. And they better not hurt me anymore. Thank you for listening to me today. And we will continue B'Syata D'Shmaya with the second parak next week.